Good morning, good morning, good morning. Chuck Meether here at the Kirkside Cafe, where we have our catalatte every Monday through Friday, and that's part beverage and part catechism, particularly now the Heidelberg Catechism. And we have been working through Lord's Day 12, question and answer 31. But I just want to go through it again now in the next couple of days by breaking down the parts. And so we'll read partially answer 31. Why is he called Christ, that is, anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has faithfully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption. Dear friends, we considered scripture yesterday about this particular office, as we did with the offices of priest and king. But now, just looking at the office of prophet or of teacher, our redemption is no mystery to us. The Lord has revealed the redemption, the Father has, through His Son, and we come to understand it by the working of the Spirit, who opens our eyes to God's Word. As we see in the New Testament throughout the Gospels, our Lord teaching the church what it means that the kingdom is near, and that He is now the fulfillment of all that was said, all that was prophesied in the Old Testament. And furthermore, we see Jesus teaching His disciples to become the future teachers. And then as the church expands, and soon after our Lord ascends and commissions His disciples and explaining to them that He will impart His Spirit unto them so that they are able to teach, the gospel is taught all throughout the world, even to this day. Because, beloved, teachers have begotten teachers. And we have ordained teachers today, and we have those who are not ordained, or perhaps layman teachers. But faithful teachers of the gospel will always submit to His Word as the ultimate and final authority in all things doctrine and life. And so the will of the Heavenly Father is revealed to us through the words of the Son, through the words of the apostles, and even today through the words of the faithful minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God that we are students of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we today, dear friends, ponder His teachings, submit to His Word, as we continue to learn the will of God and how our redemption came to be.